Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party promised me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Smedley Butler is one of those people who's a, you know, very outstanding person in American history. And I say that for a reason, because he's one of the very few people that actually was awarded two Medals of Honor and received a Marine Corps Brevet Medal on top of it. He was in numerous campaigns from the time he joined the military to the time he retired and got out. And the interesting part about him is he was a Quaker. So, and if you know Quakers, they're very passive. They're not very, they're nonviolent folks. His nickname was the Fighting Quaker. That I know of. I think he had a couple more nicknames. I can't remember what they are off the top of my head. But he wrote a book called War is a Racket. And he talked about and criticized the United States for all its foreign actions and wars. And he really dug into the heart of why are we in the banana wars and some of the other engagements that the military had been in his time. Excuse me. And yes, folks, there really was a banana war. Okay. Well, there were banana wars. Pardon me. I had that question. Somebody called into my show one day. They're like, Greg, you got to be kidding me. The banana wars. Yeah. That was us. That was us keeping the Central and South American countries down. That's because that's how we roll, you know. But what I want to talk about and focus on today is, you know, after he retired, he went back into public service. Now, this was a touted war veteran who stood up for the bonus army. You know, he's not somebody who sat down quietly and just shut up and got in the back row. You know, somebody who writes a book called, you know, War is a Racket. I mean, he's got a lot of ideas and thoughts and experience in his head. But he became, with the bonus army, you know, those are the guys who were issued the certificates for compensation after their service in World War I. And about 40,000 people marched on Washington with about, I think it was half of them were veterans or so, and they protested. And as General MacArthur and his guys dispersed the bonus army, they did it using gas. Several of the veterans were killed. You know, this remember, Douglas MacArthur. Yes, the same General Douglas MacArthur. He's the guy who broke it up. And Smedley Butler declared that he was a Hoover for ex-president Republican at the time. Not a very popular stance at first, but however, became very popular later on as the Hoovervilles stood up and people started to feel the grips of depression. So enter Peter McCarthy. When Smedley retired, he went back to Philadelphia. Why did he go to Philly?
Well, Smedley Butler came to Philly because his father had kind of put it into the new mayor's mind that Smedley Butler was a prime candidate to take over the position of director of public safety. And this put him at the head of not only the police department, but the fire department. And Butler was reluctant because he would have to, you know, retire from military service. But the mayor of Philadelphia then got in touch with, I believe Calvin Coolidge was the president at the time, and he had kind of put the pressure on to Butler to take the job, and they let him take basically a furlough, a leave of absence from the military, so he didn't have to give up his military career to come here and straighten out Philadelphia. Now, the way that Smedley Butler, now, I also should mention this. Smedley Butler was a native of the area. He was born in Westchester, which many people who might know from the Jackass MTV kind of crowd, they were all kind of out around there too. So he's born in Westchester, which would have been pretty pastoral. He's a Quaker, and automatically people are going to assume the Oats Man on your box of steel cut. But no, he was a Quaker, which are nonviolent people. When he runs away from home at 16, he's doing the military. He has this elaborate, illustrious military career. He fights in every campaign, as you mentioned, from the Spanish-American War up to World War I. And when he does come back to Philly, in the first 48 hours that he assumes his position, he busts 900 speakeasies. One of his first acts was to call together the entire Philadelphia police force. I think at the time was around 4,000 officers. Introduced himself and let them know things were about to change. That he moved entire departments from one end of the city to the other to break up local protection rackets. He weeded out corrupt officials who'd been taking bribes. He hit the ground running and running hard and fast. He set up military-style checkpoints in and out of the city of Philadelphia, which today would be an outrage. I mean, you couldn't get away with that, But this guy was also, he kind of taunted his officers that not one of them had a notch on their gun belt for taking down a bandit. And he was very adamant that these bandits should just be kind of shot in the street. So the whole time that he takes over law enforcement, he also introduced new military-style uniforms for the Philadelphia police. So he leaves an indelible mark on the city, a city that was so steeped in crime and corruption. You got to think of gangs in New York, but worse. I mean, the ports here and the steel coming in and out, this is a hub of activity for hundreds of years. Pirates offshore, even up until the more modern era, you still had incidents of piracy.